Coming up next is a special feature from Radio Miraya, bringing you voices and stories that matter from the ground.
The IDP camps in Juba have sheltered thousands of displaced persons since 2013. When the United Nations handed over the camps management to the government in 2023, residents began facing mounting challenges. I am on a journey to the IDP camps in Juba, particularly camps 1 and 3. Residents are reporting concerns about poor sanitation and lack of health facilities, making life unbearable.
We don't have any facility. If it happens that children and adult people fell sick, it's the only person that might have something to visit the premises around here in checkpoint. And if you don't need, you can just stay with your sickness at home. That's why it has a CCMC here. Most of the cases of death cases that we are recording here are the ones that are just dying at home. They are not dying in the hospital, that we can just have in clear information.
I am currently at Camp 1. The situation here is dire. I want to uncover the realities for women and pregnant mothers accessing health services here, including maternal care. Well, here in the camp, there is a hospital structure, but services are severely limited.
There is a facility here. There is a health facility, but the health facility is not operational so far. So we're going to look at the health facility and find out how it is. So this is the gate of the hospital?
Yeah. And this is the former IMC hospital, or the IMC who ran this hospital.
Here, there is an established authority called the Camp Management Committee, abbreviated as CMC. It is tasked with running the affairs of the camp. The CMC chairperson, Jinu Maker, tells me about the challenges affecting the IDPs.
I think the general health in the camp, as we move, you have seen that the hygiene of the camp is not okay. Because of the surrounding environment, people are just dropping those coverage or any leopard poop. They just put it there. That can be giving those fly. Definitely, maybe it come back to the population, that they might end up with a cholera outbreak or diarrheal diseases for this time. Other thing, because of we don't have any facility, if it happens that children and adult people fell sick and was in camp, you can just stay with your sickness at home. That's why it has a CCMC here. Most of the cases of death cases that we are recording here are the ones that are just dying at home. They are not dying in the hospital, that we can just have in clear information. Since we came in July, around 30 are the ones that we record here at the home desk. And those are the people that we barred.
This facility lacks drugs and can't treat sick people, and even the provision of first aid. Moving around the facility, there is no maternity health service in this camp. Pregnant women have nowhere to turn locally. According to the Camp Management Committee, expectant mothers must travel long distance to Camp 3 for maternal services. Shang Dong is one of them. She shares her experience before giving birth to her child.
What we complain about is the lack of hospital. I had a problem giving birth because there was no maternity hospital, and I was transferred to the hospital on the second day. There were no medicine. Also, inside the camp, the women have difficulties, such as the lack of an ambulance to take them to a hospital when they go into labor. What I ask of the humanitarian organization and the government is to provide a maternity hospital for women here in the camp. The women suffer a lot from the lack of a hospital and give birth at home, and this is dangerous. What I faced during childbirth was the lack of maternity hospital. I gave birth at home and suffered greatly during labor, all because the hospital was very far away. We were sent to Sabah Hospital, and from there they also sent us to the government hospital because the baby was small and needed special care. If we had a maternity hospital here, it would save women a lot of trouble.
The CMC has raised some of the challenges to the relevant authorities, according to Junub Maker, including the Juba Relief and Rehabilitation Commission, and even going as far as to the state level.
We have written a document, we give through settlement, it was even taken that we are requesting a facility that even if it should be a PACU, that might be just treating malaria, diarrheal diseases, and a minor illness. We are requesting that unit only, not even a PHCC or hospital. We need a health unit that can assist the minor sickness before referred to the government hospital. We did that, but no response.
Satimon Ladu is the focal point person at the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission in Juba County.
There are a lot of complaints which they have raised regarding about their challenges within the camp. I also used to refer these complaints to our state RRC office as well as at the national office. I managed to liaise them with the Ministry of Health, Central Equatorial State, with intention that in case when there is drugs there from the Ministry of Health, they can be able also to support this. And also when ESPA to meet the Director General of Ministry of Health, telling him that if he have qualified staff, let them send to POC 1 and POC 3 because there are facilities here. But the problem is the manpower.
From Camp 1, I head to Camp 3. Following what the women have told me in Camp 1, I want to check if women also face the same issues in this camp.
We just left Camp 1 and we're heading to this the health facility that we basically want to find out how the facility looks like.
Yeah, well, at the moment there are no organizations who are operating here because since the time the camp was handed over to the government, some of the NGOs have pulled away.
We're heading to the delivery section. I can only see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 beds that are here.
One woman who prefers anonymity describes the situation here.
Well, that's awesome. Laano kullu hayat itabijibu fi bed. Ma fi haja biligo hina fi masesh wa kulu. Hatta na masiye zaato itabijibu fi bed. Itabijibu benson bitak bi jerlil bitak bi muay bitak bi walidwita. إذا ربنا ساعدك وإذا حالة بيجا صعب كمان طريقة زاهية عشان تترجى لجوبة ده من عندك ما في حاجة هنا ما في عربية هنا في المستشفى وضع الولادة هنا صعب وتو شايفين بعينه ما في حاجة في المستشفى هنا وضع صعب لأنه دورية بالليل هنا زاد المشكلة.
Despite these challenges, the management of the CAM's only health facility told me they haven't recorded any maternal-related health deaths. This facility focuses solely on pregnant mothers right at delivery. They offer no medicines for them or their newly borns. For this woman, much more needs to be done, from providing medicines to ambulances.
حاجات دي في حتى أدوية بعد ولادة بودي لقيت أدوية بعد ولادة تعلم حالة بتاعها كان بيجا صعب ذاته إزاف كان في هنا بينقلوه تبي إزاف لجوبا دي الحاجات اللي كان في الزمان فنحن بنطلب إنه حاجات دي اللي يرجعوا للنساوين لأنه وضع النساوين صعب.
Camp 3 chairperson Makur Gadluak describes this as a serious concern. He says they have raised this to the National Minister of Health during a camp visit, but there has been no response so far.
The general situation in IDP Camp 3 is not in a good condition because we are facing a lot of challenges. Concerning the watch, the garbage are just on drought, so the compound is not clean. And now we are expecting rain maybe to come in the near some days. Otherwise, if there's not some measures, we are also expecting maybe cholera outbreak or whatever. So there's no safety being guaranteed, as you have seen. There's no hospital operating site that for the safety of the IDP people who are here staying in POC. It is our concern as a leadership also sometime to run up and down and seeking the donors if they can maybe have that ability of maybe providing medication to the entire populations. And you know, around here also in the host community also there's no even a facility whereby we can share. The other day they came, we report to them that we don't have facility inside the camp. She wonder that it is even the first time to hear that word that there's no facility. So we don't know whether that action is in progress. If there's a facility operating in the IDP camp, Why are we wondering? That means there's something. So me as a leader of this IDP camp, I don't see any facility operating here.
The lack of health facilities makes it impossible for IDPs to seek care, forcing many to stay home, even with severe sicknesses and diseases. The camp leaders that I've spoken to say this has led to deaths at home.
For yesterday, I was on my way going to the town. I received a call that someone just died at home. And then for that person now to be carried, is a problem. Even I order one of the guy to come up to the community center to come and talk to one of the owner of the tuk-tuk, then to carry the body. Because there's no mean. If there's a hospital operating here, that means also there must be a ambulance. There must be a ambulance. People should not die at home. We are sharing that is the same report. That one is there. You go to the center, no medicine to be given to you. Even no one, even just you find somewhere there on the table, no one for you to find on the table side that will just maybe register you and will ask, how are you suffering? No one.
As the rain season approaches, with the poor sanitation services available and lack of medicines and limited humanitarian assistance, residents in Camp 1 and Camp 3 hope the government listens to their pleas for support. Juma Emmanuel Losande, Radio Miraya.
That was a special feature from Radio Miraya. Stay with us for more powerful stories from across the country. Radio Miraya, the voice of peace.